AI-generated video of victim in Arizona road rage killing gives impact statement at trial. By Lucas Nolan on May 7, 2025. In an unprecedented use of AI in the courtroom, the family of a man killed in a road rage incident in Chandler, Arizona, used AI to create a victim impact statement delivered in the deceased's own voice and likeness. The AI video told the man's killer, "In another life, we probably could have been friends." ABC 15 reports that Christopher Pelkey, a 37-year-old Army veteran, was tragically killed in a road rage confrontation near Gilbert and German Roads in Chandler, Arizona, in 2021. During the sentencing hearing for Pelkey's killer, Gabriel Paul Horcasitas, the victim's family made history by using AI to create a victim impact statement that appeared to be delivered by Pelkey himself. The AI-generated video, believed to be the first of its kind used nationwide, recreated Pelkey's image and voice, allowing him to speak about his life and the fateful day he encountered Horcasitas. The video included real footage from Pelkey's life, showcasing his personality and sense of humor, while also addressing his killer directly. "In another life, we probably could have been friends," the AI version of Pelkey said to Horcasitas. "I believe in forgiveness." The video also featured a photo of Pelkey with an old age filter. As he remarked, "This is the best I can ever give you of what I would have looked like if I got the chance to grow old. Remember, getting old is a gift that not everybody has. So embrace it and stop worrying about those wrinkles." Judge Todd Lang reacted favorably to the video after it was played in court. He said, "I love that AI. Thank you for that. I felt like that was genuine, that his obvious forgiveness of Mr. Horcasitas reflects the character I heard about today." Stacy Wales, Pelkey's sister, expressed that the AI creation accurately captured her brother's spirit and how he would have approached his own sentencing as a murder victim. The video had a profound impact on the courtroom, with the judge even referring to it in his closing sentencing statements. Ultimately, Horcasitas received a 10.5-year sentence for manslaughter, exceeding the state's request for a 9.5-year sentence. The use of AI in this case not only helped Pelkey's family seek justice but also provided a sense of closure and healing. Stacy Wales shared that one of her children thanked her for making the video, saying, "I needed to hear from Uncle Chris one last time." While the use of AI in the courtroom is still a novel concept, it has the potential to create efficiencies and assist those unfamiliar with legal proceedings in presenting their positions more effectively. However, Chief Justice Timmer of the Arizona Supreme Court cautioned that AI must be used responsibly to avoid hindering or undermining justice. Chief Justice Timmer stated, "AI has the potential to create great efficiencies in the justice system and may assist those unschooled in the law to better present their positions. For that reason, we are excited about AI's potential. But AI can also hinder or even upend justice if inappropriately used. A measured approach is best." Along those lines, the court has formed an AI committee to examine AI use and make recommendations for how best to use it. At bottom, those who use AI, including courts, are responsible for its accuracy. Read more at ABC 15 here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.